At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Is ready to beat Migs. I know Bobby from Tacoma is. Bobby, are you there?
I'm here, Taryn.
And Bobby, were you by chance listening to the men's room on Friday at 5:40 to hear the cheat sheet?
That was a long time ago, Taryn, and I'm full of integrity. No, I was not.
That's right. What's up, Bobby? Let's go.
Bobby's ready, Steve, so that means you got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Bobby has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
What kind of animal is a Newfoundland?
Bird.
No.
Pass.
How many ventricles?
Dog.
Yes, yes. How many ventricles does the human brain have?
Oh, 8.
No.
5.
No.
15.
No. Who voiced Carl Fredrickson in Up?
Pass.
Meteorology is the study of what?
Weather.
Yes. If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis is a quote from what movie?
Billy Madison.
That's right. What was the first planet discovered by telescope?
Oh, Uranus.
Yes. What song are Dexy's Midnight Runners most famous for?
Come on, Eileen.
That is correct. What component is the main gas in natural gas?
Propane.
No.
Pass.
In a symphony orchestra, what stringed instrument does the concertmaster play?
Violin.
Yes. In what Midwestern city would you find Grant Park?
Kansas City.
No.
Missouri.
No.
St. Louis.
No. You did very well, though. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 you got correct. Bobby, that is a great job.
Not bad for a Monday.
Not bad at all for a Monday. And a holiday weekend you just came off of. Steve, welcome back.
Hello.
But, are you ready?
Showtime.
What kind of animal is a Newfoundland?
A dog.
Yes. How many ventricles does the human brain have?
3?
No.
6?
No.
9?
Nice, but no. Who voiced Carl Fredrickson in Up?
Oh, crap. Old guy. An asthma.
Yes. Meteorology is the study of what?
Weather.
Yes. If peeing your pants is cool, consider me Miles Davis is a quote from what movie?
Is that Billy Madison?
It sure is.
Okay.
What was the first planet discovered by telescope?
Mars.
No.
Oh, Uranus.
Yes. What song are Dexy's Midnight Runners most famous for?
Come on, Eileen.
Correct. What component is the main gas in natural gas?
Methane?
Yes. In a symphony orchestra, what stringed instrument does the concertmaster play?
The cello?
No.
The violin?
Yes. In what Midwestern city would you find Grant Park?
Ohio?
No. City.
Cincinnati.
No.
Chicago.
Yes. Steve, right at the buzzer, you scored 9.
Damn, I didn't
which feel is
that
a really
way.
Good score. And our friend Bobby scored 6, so you won 6-9.
Oh, let's go.
Good win, Steve.
Thank you, Bobby. A glorious win.
It was.
Yeah!
The only one that you got wrong, also Bobby got wrong, the number of ventricles in the human brain is 4.
4.
Yeah, but great job, Steve.
Thank you.
You did very well.
Honestly, this was one of those performances where I felt like I didn't do as well as it turned out.
You did very well.
It was like that Doc Ellis no-hitter where, yeah, he had a no-hitter, but it was just a mess. That's kind of what today felt like.
Well, we've got a new shirt that I still have yet to see you wear, Steve, and maybe you're not wearing it because it has your face on it.
Yeah.
It's the I Beat Migs shirt.
One of this is enough.
If people want to get their very own I Beat Migs shirt, it exists in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
The stats are in. Harborview Medical Center has reported treating nearly 50 firework-related injuries during the 4th of July over the weekend.
Nice job, Washington.
So we want to know, when did you end up in the ER? 206-803-ROCK. Tell us what landed you in the emergency room. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to take your calls after Green Day. We would like to know why you ended up in the ER. Call 206-803-ROCK. And the reason we ask is because Harborview Medical Center had about 47 firework-related injuries from over the weekend.
I don't know what that's like compared to past years, but I feel like that's a low number.
I thought it was kind of low, too.
Yeah.
We're doing better.
Are we?
As a society. 18 involved hands.
I do love that they broke it up. Like, they've given us a laundry list of exactly what those ER visits were for.
13 involved eyes.
Okay, so 18 for hands, 13 for eyes.
8 involved other body areas.
Packages.
And 8 involved multiple areas, like eyes and hands together.
Do you think one of those 8 is because somebody wanted to set off a bottle rocket or a roaming candle out of a certain body part that's not meant for that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. They should include that.
Gosh. So what about you? What was that thing you did that landed you in the emergency room? Call 206-803-ROCK. Now, we have someone on hold, Steve, who did end up in the ER on the 4th of July, but it did not have anything to do with a firework.
Oh.
But first, we're going to chat with Christina from Shoreline. Christina, what landed you in the ER?
Well, it wasn't 4th of July, but I got really drunk in public, and I woke up in the ER, like, literally strapped to the bed. Like, my wrists, my ankles, everything. I woke up like, what the heck? It was crazy.
Did you ever find out what happened?
Kind of, but not really.
Did you have any injuries, or was it just like alcohol poisoning?
No, it was just totally alcohol poisoning. That was it. But I mean, it's like, okay, I'm having a good time. I'm having a few drinks, you know. Next thing I know, I wake up strapped to the ER bed.
That's crazy.
Just one too many drinks.
Also, did she break into a Michael Jackson I don't know if my ears were playing tricks on me.
No, they were not. 206-803-ROCK. Denise, you are in Roy this morning. What landed you in the emergency room?
About 3/4 of July ago, I was up mowing one of the pastures, and the neighbor came up and said, hey, how badass are you feeling today? And I'm like, well, as badass as usual, I guess. And she's like, hey, can you come up to the neighbor's house? Because we had new neighbors move in and talk to them about their fireworks, because they've been lighting off a lot and scaring all their goats and everything. So I said, okay. So I grabbed a carton of eggs and headed over to her house with her, and she just rescued this dog off the street, big, huge Rhodesian Ridgeback, Great Dane Cross, and he was barking inside the house. So she, for some strange reason, let him out, and he came and, like, barked in my face because he was up on the deck, but luckily he didn't bite me at that point. So we turned to walk to go to the neighbors, and he jumped down off the deck, hit me in the back, ripped open my arm, bit me in each butt cheek.
Ooh.
And finally I got turned around and smashed him in the face with the eggs, and I guess he thought it was blood, so they were able to get him. So I'd heard my dad pull up because he was coming over for the forest, so I walked over to the house and said, hey, can you take me to the ER? You feel like going for a ride? And so we went down to Olympia, and the doctor stitched me up, really cute doctor, asked me if he wanted me to look at it, my butt cheeks, but I'd been mowing the lawn all day, so I declined because I was sweaty. So but they did a great job filling me up.
How did the relationship with your neighbors change after this?
I just don't go over to the yard, and if I need to go over there to feed their goats or anything, I make sure they put the dog in, because I've never been afraid of animals, but I just,
after being ripped open and him not wanting to stop and wondering if I was going to die and having to hold my arm together, you know, not bleed to death. I don't know. I just not that friendly with him anymore, but the neighbors were great.
I'm sure Italian bringing some eggs over there. I tell you what the cost of eggs these days. I know we got to run, but we got to get to Jaden for a second because I'm looking at the notes on our phone screen or screen. And yes, please. Can we talk
Jaden to Jaden from Marysville? What happened that landed you in the emergency room?
Second time caller, long time listener. I just am calling, but to kind of tell my story. I was about 2 months old, so pretty much a newborn still. And a dog had bit my junk off.
Excuse me.
What?
Like fully off?
Fully off. I am on synthetic testosterone for the rest of my life now.
Oh, my gosh.
So they were able to put it back.
Yes, but I can no longer have kids.
Oh, my gosh. That is wild.
I'm not trying to be funny, but when did your parents have that conversation? Be like, hey, we need to tell you about the time that.
I guess I kind of always knew about it. Like, as far as my earliest memory goes, I've just always known.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, at least you don't have an early memory of that actually happening.
No, I don't. I don't remember it at all. Didn't even cry, apparently. Oh. I was just found pale, almost dead.
Oh, my gosh. So I know you can't have kids, but can you have fun?
Yeah, of course.
We love you, Jane. Thanks for the call.
The Daily Mix Show.
Many people are talking about how great the Ozzy and Sabbath Big Farewell reunion show was over the weekend, but there is one singer in particular that for fans, they're totally clowning because of how he sounded.
Yeah.
And that's Axl Rose. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
40,000 people showed up to see the Back to the Beginning show,
yes,
celebrating the career of Ozzy Osbourne and a reunited Black Sabbath.
And I got to imagine thousands upon thousands like me dropped the $30 to watch the live stream on Saturday morning.
I think I saw 5.8 million people watched it.
Okay, that's a few more than like thousands and thousands. Millions and millions, and I was one of those millions.
And the bands on the bill, Metallica, Alice in Chains, Guns N' Roses.
Tool, all these great bands.
Guns N' Roses did a couple Sabbath covers in addition to some of their own original material, but many are now commenting on how Axl sounded and how his performance went over. This is the band playing Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath.
So So the band is sounding phenomenal. And I have to give shout out to their new drummer. Is it Isaac Carpenter?
Yeah.
He is so damn good. He's a local dude. He's from, I think, from either Spokane or somewhere in the eastern Washington area. And he was exactly what, as a Guns N' Roses fan, that's the swing I want to hear with GNR again.
Fantastic.
But are we ready for Axl's voice?
Oh, yeah.
He was also a little off, and some people think that maybe like the headphones.
Oh,
I don't know
no.
what was going on. I feel like a lot of the singers were having some issues with the in-ear monitors, but the voice.
If anybody needs that to behave properly, it's Axl.
Oh, man. I'm watching, and I was like, I'm glad I ordered the stream, because the stream had a live chat, and the entire time I'm in tears because everybody's comparing him to Mickey Mouse.
No!
And I couldn't unhear it. And in all fairness, I did watch some bootleg videos of people with their cell phones, and it sounded way better. I think that the mix didn't do him justice. And also his voice. His voice has seen better days, but he was still in great spirits. The band sounded good. Axl, it wasn't his best performance.
Oh, well, many people have decided to goof on him. So let's go straight to the comments.
Now, all of these comments are from the live stream. So as I was watching, I was screen capturing some of these comments. So are you ready? And we figured who better to read these comments about Axl's performance?
Is it going to be Mickey Mouse?
I mean, yes, but just like Axl, Mickey's voice doesn't sound all that great. So this is robot version of Mickey Mouse reading the comments about Axl Rose's performance at Ozzy's final farewell show. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses is now Mickey and Mouse's.
What?
It's kind of like Mario reading it.
I don't know. Sometimes you get what you paid for, and I didn't pay much for this app.
I always wanted to know what Sabbath would sound like if Mickey Mouse was their singer.
Well, I think we now know. That's Mickey right there on vocals.
No.
Next comment.
Axl is just giving everything he has. It's not working, but I respect the passion severely.
Just given everything that he doesn't have.
They did look like they were having a great time on stage. And again, the band sounded really good. Just Axl wasn't having his baby. Maybe he should use like one of those backing tracks that adds a little bit more of that. I feel like he lost the raspy part of his voice.
It sounds like he's just pushing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, years of trying to sing that way, probably not the best for your vocal cords.
No.
My son says, Dad, Axl sounds like Mickey. Take me down to Mickey Mouse City, where the instruments are good, but the voice sounds sh-y.
Speaking of which, they did do Paradise City. I think that's what inspired that comment. Are you not picturing Mickey Mouse singing?
You know what the funny thing is? It's Mickey Mouse from South Park.
Yeah.
Like, it's not actual Mickey Mouse, but it's Mickey Mouse, which makes it even better.
Somebody even said, is that Mr. Hanky or Towley from South Park singing with Guns N' Roses? I'm like, oh, man, this mix is not doing him justice whatsoever. So great.
Axl should just throw the mic into the crowd. Whoever gets it would sound better.
I mean, one of the last times I saw GNR, that was kind of one of his strategies, was like, okay, y'all sing it, and then we sang it.
Yeah, maybe we should sing it more. Okay, we got one more comment.
Welcome to the jungle? More like welcome to the mute button. Yikes.
Yep, they also did that song. I mean, the internet is failing us if at some point nobody grabs like some video of Mickey Mouse and mixes it into the video of his performance over at the Ozzy show.
Do your best, internet.
Right? I mean, otherwise you really are just kind of letting us down. Oh, wait, there's one more comment.
Can I Uber out of the jungle?
The Daily Mix Show.
A member of one of the biggest bands in Seattle went on social media and announced that he is leaving the band. We're going to tell you what's trending after Pearl Jam. Probably woke up this morning curious about what is going on out there in the world of pop culture, and there is a lot, trust us. So we're going to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
This was was very shocking and unexpected this morning.
Yeah.
The end of an era for Pearl Jam. Matt Cameron, their longtime drummer, 27 years with the band.
Which also blows my mind that he's been in the band for 27 years. I still view him as, oh, he's the new guy. He's only been in there for a few years.
27 years. And he said in his Instagram post that he has taken his final steps down the drum riser for the mighty Pearl Jam. He thanked his bandmates for all of the love over the years. And it's just, I mean, just a big shock. I did not see that coming from a mile away.
Oh, I think a lot of Pearl Jam fans probably, and I don't know, I mean, obviously you say things over the years and you don't expect people, they don't have to stand by whatever they said. Obviously people's opinions change over time, but if I remember correctly, I think it was the documentary Pearl Jam 20, where Eddie said point blank, if Matt Cameron's not in the band, Pearl Jam will no longer exist in a sense. Like, he's just like, this band would not be a band had it not been for bringing Matt Cameron back into the group, and that they wouldn't be able to do it with, if he quits, they all quit.
Ugh.
Now, I'm not holding him to that. I hope that's not the case. Because I'm very excited to see what they would do.
Yeah.
You know?
And the band did repost.
Oh, Dave Grohl. He's the new drummer of Pearl Jam. No,
the band did repost Matt Cameron's post and, you know, just said that he was one of their big musical heroes. And, like, you know, he just carried the torch for these great Seattle bands over the years. And, I mean, this is going to be a big shakeup, a big change. But we'll see what they come up with on the other side.
I know. I've already seen it, including some of my friends I'm texting with, my buddy Craig and a few other guys have been going back and forth, like, I think a lot of people would love to see the guy who played drums on Versus and also on Vitalogy, Dave Abruzzese, be the drummer again. There's some serious, I think, conflict within that group, within him and some of the other members. I don't know if that would happen. It would be awesome if they could bridge whatever the issue, the gap, and you know, get over what was once in the past, because he is such a great drummer. And that would add so much life to that band. I think that would be very exciting. But I also would love Dave Cruzan, the original drummer. I mean, we've talked to him a bunch. He's played with Pearl Jam when Matt was sick. I would fly wherever they're playing if they weren't playing in Seattle to see him play drums with them.
And I also heard that there's going to be an audition submitted from Steve Miggs.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Never say never.
Somebody, I even saw some people bring up Josh Freese, since he's no longer with the Foo Fighters.
He's available.
I would like to see... I'm going to get way too nerdy on my drummer conversations with this, but like I would love to see someone who has a similar swing and style to Dave Abruzzese or even Dave Cruzan, where I think Matt Cameron, phenomenal drummer, but I've always felt like he was a little too technical, and I would love to have them sound a little bit looser. But,
sure.
You know, I'm not in the band, so it's not my call.
You might be. You never know.
I'll tweet at them, let them know what's going on. You know, we all often talk about this Ozzy show, but also over the weekend, and maybe it's because of how my algorithm is on Facebook, all I've been seeing is people talk about the Ozzy concert, but there was another concert that was going on, and that was Oasis making their triumphant return. It's been like forever since Noel and Liam Gallagher, the Gallagher brothers, have played together, and they played in front of 60,000 people, and man, a lot of people are just talking about how great it sounded. In fact, we have a clip of them doing their song Acquiesce. Sixteen years since those two brothers have been on stage and not yelling at each other or trying to throw punches at each other.
It's a miracle.
And dude, the crowd was just alive. Like, I got all the footage I saw, people were just dancing and jumping and screaming the entire time.
I also just love that they planned their, you know, triumphant return to the stage, but then it's like completely overshadowed by Ozzy, as it should have been, you know what I mean? But it's like, of all the weekends, of course, that's the one. Joey Chestnut, he's back in action and was at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship at Coney Island over the 4th of July weekend, and he reclaimed the mustard belt for a 17th time at the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest. Here's some audio.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut.
So over 70 wieners in WSU, that's not a big feat, right?
Very, very little, actually.
That's expected.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Like, you let us down. He said, I think he said, like, weather was a factor, which I'm like, this is...
I can't wrap
my head around this whole thing, man. It's just not my cup of tea.
Also, the second place winner only ate 46 and a half hot dogs.
Oh, so he crushed it. Right? Danny, you watched it?
Unfortunately, yeah. It was on at the party I was at, and it looked disgusting as always.
It doesn't look pleasant.
No,
it's
not at all.
Horrifying.
It almost looks like it's a form of torture.
It does. And you know what? At the same time, I kind of want to participate in it one year.
All right, get the hot dogs.
Open up, Danny.
The Daily Mix
Show.
would you like to beat Steve this morning? His record is 223 wins, 67 losses, and 55 ties in 2025. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you believe that you could beat Migs at 850.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.